Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, Julian. This is Susan Monroe.
Hey, Susan. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I just got out of school, so I thought I'd call you if you could walk me through that whole paperwork thing.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a chance to open it up, take a look?
Yes.
Okay, let me take a look here.
Do I need to print the pages or scan them and send them?
Yeah, we do need a pen signature.
Okay.
Digital signature won't work, unfortunately, but yeah, this one's actually pretty straightforward. Sorry, give me a sec while I pull it up here. So,
$130 a day?
It's actually a little bit cheaper than we discussed, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So, you're saving about $6 a day, which adds up. So it's like $130 a month.
Great.
Kind of had a meeting last minute, and I was like, hey, is there anything else we can do for them? They're really cool, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, it's not.
Aww.
So,
thanks. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Just consider it goodwill, you know, moving forward. We'd like
Absolutely.
To help you in the future. We'd like to help you in the future as well.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at the first page, just initial and one of the lines at the bottom. The second page, you just want to sign where it says signature. It's already, your name's already printed, and the date's already there.
Okay.
And then also initial at the bottom of that page.
Okay.
Third page, see it says guarantor signature. You just sign right there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is printed. Initial at the bottom. Looking at the fourth page, another signature there, and another initial at the bottom right. Fifth page, another set of initials. Sixth page, initials. Yeah, this one's pretty straightforward, actually. Seventh page, initials.
Okay.
Eighth page, initials. Ninth page, initials. Tenth page, initials. 11th page, initials. 12th page, initials.
A lot of initials.
Yeah, 13th page, initials. And then the second to last page, make sure you write out your bank name, account number, and routing number. Now, it says please attach a copy of Voidia check. We already have a copy of your Voidia check, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah. So bank name, account number, routing number, and then at the bottom of that page, your signature along with your name and title. So just put owner and then the date.
Okay.
And then same with the page after that. Bank name, routing number, account number. Where it says branch, you could just put you don't actually have to put anything for the branch. It'll just be bank name, city, state. And then at the bottom, signature and date, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, awesome. I will get that done. I'll do that right now.
Okay, cool.
And then I'll scan that over back to you.
Okay, perfect. I'll look for that that fax or email, whatever's easiest for you. And after that, I'll let you know if there's anything else we need, and we'll be able to get this in funding for you. So,
awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you as well. So your SWIFT contract, by the way, I think you had gotten us a payoff update, right? That shows what your current balance is.
Yes.
I'm assuming you've made a payment since then, because I think you have like weekly payments with them. Okay. So if we overpay them, they're going to fund you the difference. It happens all the time where you get us a payoff letter and then you make another couple payments. So we're going to end up probably overpaying them by like one payment. So you'll get refunded by them for that amount.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Will do. Yes, it does.
Cool. Give me a call if you have any other questions or anything while you're doing the paperwork, and I'll give you a call as soon as I get the fax or email from you. Are you going to be emailing it or fax?
Okay. I'm going to email it. I'm going to scan it and then email it, so I'll have the fax machine. So.
Perfect. Perfect.
Got it.
Okay, sounds good. We'll talk soon then.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.